tongue to the place, to the one who raised from the dead. Oh, come and see the risen King.
Hello, this is Misty Reese, and I would like to welcome you this day as I share with you the things of the kingdom of God. It is my hope that in sharing, you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing, you find life through the name of Jesus. Hello, this is Misty Reese coming to you today with Water of Life Church of Plano, Texas. I would like to get started with a song by the Water of Life Boys called I Saw the Lord. And I will be back.
Thank you.
I welcome you back this week if you are tuning in, and I would like to begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. Here is what I received, and here is where the gospel is defined, what the gospel is. Verse 3, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. I always begin in those first verses because that is instruction. That is instruction that we are receiving, and we're being told to stand in that gospel. We are being told that we'll be saved if we keep it in memory. And that saved is for whatever we have need of, if we keep it in memory. Let's look over at Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. And Paul is ministering that there, just like when he came declaring that gospel that we just read. You know, that is what every time we meet, that is what I come declaring to you. Because there was a time when I didn't know what that gospel was. I didn't know how to believe that gospel at all. And so I hope that when you leave, when we finish talking each time, that you take something away and you look at your own life and you determine that you are going to believe that same gospel so that you can see it work in your life, because it is for you too. It's not just for that group of people, and it's not just for those people that seem to be so saintly. And that's what I was saying. There was a time when I didn't know how to believe. And because I didn't know how, and because it seemed that everyone around me was already perfected, although they weren't, but it seemed like that, it became to me as if, well, what is the point? Maybe this just isn't for me. Maybe I'm just one of those people that doesn't get to have the things of the Lord. So it made it easier to not want it because I didn't believe it was for me. Well, you know what? It is for me, and it's for you too. I want to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16, and let's look at that. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. That word ashamed is I'm not afraid, I'm not timid. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, not afraid to trust in it. For it is the power of God unto salvation. It is the power of God unto everything we have need of, to everyone that believeth. To everyone. That is you and that is me. You know, I used to get so frustrated sometimes when I would hear someone say, well, believe the gospel. And by that time I knew it was what we read in 1 Corinthians, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. I knew that's what it was. But when I had a problem and someone said, believe the gospel, it could be frustrating because I was like, I am believing. Well, I thought I was believing because I knew what the gospel was. I thought I was believing because I could, if you asked me what the gospel was, I could recite it back to you. Well, that doesn't mean that I was believing. If I was believing, then I would be seeing it work. If I was believing, then it wouldn't be frustrating. I would just be setting my will expecting God to move on my behalf. And so it would just became frustrating. But one day I finally just purposed. And when something began to happen, if something happened in my life and I didn't even know if I even knew how to believe, I didn't even know what that was going to look like when I did believe. But I decided one day that when something happened, that I would just keep that in memory. That verse 3 and 4, I would keep it in memory. And if in memory meant that I said, I don't know about this, but you know what? Jesus, I know you died for me, you were buried for me, and you rose again for me. And I expect you to do something. Or I'd say, Jesus, I know that you died for me, you were buried for me, and you rose again for me, and you've already done this on the cross. You've already done this when you were raised from the dead, and this is for me. I got to where I would keep it in memory and remind myself and preach that gospel back to myself. And you know what? If that was all the believing I could do, if that was just even trying to endeavor to believe, surely Jesus had to take that. Surely Jesus knew where I was at. And if that's all I knew, he was going to meet me where I was. And you know what? That's what he began to do. He began to meet me where I was. You know, there was a situation the other day, and it was a tough situation. Like, we did not need any trouble with what was occurring. I was getting ready. My husband was trying to solve the problem, and he said, Misty, I think we have a problem. And he was looking at some things, and we did not need this to be the case. I went on getting ready, but I was saying, mercy, Jesus. Mercy, Jesus. And I said, you know what? I don't know how to solve this problem. And I said, but you died for me, you were buried for me, and you rose again for me. And this problem, whatever this problem is, you've already overcome it. It's already been done. So this doesn't even mean anything. It's already been done. And I just kept praying that as I was getting ready. And then I would say, mercy, Jesus. You've already accomplished this. You accomplished it all on the cross. That's all I was walking around doing as I was getting ready. I wasn't sitting there getting hung up on, well, am I believing? Wonder if I'm not believing. That's what I knew. That's what it says, to keep it in memory, to not be ashamed to trust in it, because it is the power of God into our salvation. I'm going to tell you, I needed salvation. Anthony needed salvation. And we needed to not have this problem. And you know what? Within a matter of maybe 20 minutes, Anthony saw what he needed to do. And just like that, it was done. But you know, that was salvation. That was the gospel working. And the Lord showed him what you need to do to get this done. And he did it, and it was done. And he called me in there, and he said, Misty, look, we've got it. And I'm just going to tell you, I was praising the Lord. I was so thankful. And I was just saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, that's what we are to do with everything. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how big it is. It all comes down to keeping that gospel in memory for every situation. You know, one of the first things that I recall that the Lord did for me in believing this gospel was a major healing that took place. I've shared about this before, but it was something that still ministers to me, and I actually shared it not too long ago with a friend. Just in writing it down and resharing it, it just greatly encouraged me. I had a pea-sized knot right above my eyelid up on my brow that protruded out from my skin. And it was very noticeable. And when I would put my makeup on, of course, if it was shiny, if I had eyeshadow that was shiny, it just like it even magnified it even more.
went on for a while. I went with my grandmother. I had called her. I was telling her about it, and she knew a dermatologist. And so she said, well, let's just go to the dermatologist. You know, it never even occurred to me to believe the gospel. Why? Because the first thing I knew to trust in was myself. What could I do? Or someone else, what could they do? Jesus never crossed my mind to trust him. What was he saying to do? So I went on to the dermatologist. Well, when we got there and he looked at it, I don't know what he called it. I don't remember what he said it was, but he said that that's not coming off. And he said that I would have to have surgery. That would be the only way to remove it. And like I said, it was like a pea, a green pea, like someone had just popped it up under my skin and round, it was round and curved and protruded out. First of all, I wasn't one to ever be thrilled about hearing the word surgery. And second of all, I didn't even know if I even did that, how much is that going to cost? And are we going to be able to do this right now? What does that even mean? I was not happy for multiple reasons. And I came on back home. I went a couple of days, maybe, I don't remember, but I know one day I was standing in the bathroom mirror and I was looking at it. I had heard people give testimonies of this gospel, the same one that I preach to you, the same one that I share with you each time. And they would have all these testimonies of this gospel being the power of God, that gospel is what brings salvation for everything you have need of. And I'll just tell you, I was at a place sometimes during some of that where I was like, how do you even do that? What does that even mean? How do you believe that? And I shared with you just a bit ago what I finally purposed to do. But in this particular time, I was looking in the mirror and I said, Jesus, they say you do all these things and I need you to do this for me. And that was pretty much it. Never said another word. Got ready, walked out of the bathroom, went on about my business. Well, it was just a short period of time. I would say within a matter of days, maybe a week, but it was very short. And I got up one morning and I went in the bathroom and I went to get ready and that knot was completely gone. Do you know that was salvation? That was Romans 1:16, not being ashamed to trust in the gospel of Christ. If that's what that took for me to say, Jesus, they say you do all these things. And look what he did. He turned right around and he did it for me. You know why he did it for me? First of all, I came to him. I came to him because I knew there was not a soul in the world who could help me. And I went to him. I went to Jesus and told him, they say you do all these things. This is what I need from you. That's where I started learning to go to. Now, that didn't mean I was perfected because there were still things that were getting worked out, but that got my attention enough. When things would come up, my first thought started being, what is the Lord saying about this? Can Jesus do this? What if I talk to him about it? I started going there. I started keeping that gospel in memory and going to the one that could help me. The Lord was training me step by step by step to keep bringing me back to trusting him for all I have need of. Today, I don't even remember what year that was, but it's been a few years ago. And today, I've shared this with you many times, that through the course of a day, whatever occurs, that's where I go. That's where I know I have to go. That's where no one else can help me. That's like earlier this week, when the earlier testimony I shared with you, I knew I couldn't fix that problem. Anthony knew he couldn't fix that problem. We knew if it got fixed, it was going to be because we had salvation in the gospel, because we were calling on the name of Jesus. and whether it fixed just like that or whether he showed us how to fix it. We needed it, and we knew that was the only way we were going to get it. As I shared with you in the beginning, don't ever think this gospel is not for you. Don't ever think that Jesus is not for you. Don't ever think that God is not for you. You know, I was reminded of this yesterday. Someone had written something on Facebook, and I was currently working on something my own self. And one of the things that I was just being reminded of was how I was always being told, I always kept hearing, quit running from God. That's what I was doing. For years, that's what I was doing. I was running because I didn't think that God was for me. I didn't think that Jesus was for me. And I didn't think that any of that that goes with having any part of him was for me. But you know what? It is. It was. And it's for you too. And we just see it here in Romans, to everyone that believeth. You know, we used to sing a song when I was a kid. It was called, Whosoever Surely Meaneth Me. One day, not too long ago, I was reminded of that. And it just blessed me to hear, because I was like, I'm a whosoever. I'm a whosoever. Whosoever surely meaneth me. Well, I encourage you to run to Jesus, to run to the Father in heaven. I encourage you that when the things of the day come up, even if you think, I don't even know how to believe, just set your will and go as much as you know how to Jesus. Go to him as much as you know how and talk to him. Because he met me, I'm telling you, he met me when I didn't even know how to do much of anything. But I went to him and I talked to him, and he knew that I didn't know a whole lot. But the thing was, I came to him and I was doing all I could to believe that what he said was true. And don't ever think that this Jesus is not for you. This last song I would like to share with you is by Terry and the Browns, along with Paul Peters. And it is called At Calvary. And I will be back to close.
Crucified, knowing not.
hearing from you. If you have believed this gospel for the first time, I would love to hear from you. Or if you have a testimony that you would like to share of the power of God working in your life, you may listen to the closing for that contact information. And until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for joining me today. I would love to hear from you. You may email me at MistyReeseWaterOfLife@gmail.com. That's MistyReese, WaterOfLife@gmail.com. Or you may write to me at Misty Reese, care of Water of Life Church, P.O. Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086.